she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, good morning to you. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your hosts, David Blassingame himself.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard herself.
What?
Colby Sapp himself. She's here.
Hello.
Hey.
Colby's got control of everything, and he's not turned on.
Sometimes it helps to turn that thing on, you know.
I'm not a broadcast professional, so.
Yes, you are.
And me. Sybil Summers, I'm here with you as well. We'll be here till 10 o'clock, taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can call Autoflex. They are open today. It's great test driving weather.
It is. You know, and a lot of people are sending their kids off to college right now. So if you need a college car quickly, give us a call, 817 or 972-234-1234-888. 234-1234 out of the area. We lease all makes and models, so we have all makes and models in trade. So everything from a Tahoe to a Honda Accord to a Chevrolet Camaro, we've got them. Give us a call.
I think a great idea is for the parents to pass down the car that they're maybe tired of driving to the college kid, and then they get the new wheels.
Happens a lot.
That is not how it worked in our house.
Oh, you got the new ride? Well, okay, the gently used.
I was glad to have a vehicle that was provided to me, but I think I've mentioned before the navy blue Pinto wagon with faux wood train, wood grain down the side. Yeah. I really, really had to work on my self-esteem and self-confidence after.
After receiving your gift?
No. I was still glad to have the car. Absolutely. Thank you, Dad.
That's right. And and thanks, Aunt Mary, if she's listening, because it's her birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Aunt Mary.
Mm-hmm.
She's having a big one today.
So let's talk a little bit about gas mileage, because I know that people, when they are car shopping, they look at that sticker on the window and they think, oh, great, this is going to get 47 miles per gallon.
And they've actually filed lawsuits because it didn't, and manufacturers have actually paid. Well, they never went to trial.
Remember the lady in California that sued Honda?
Well, but that never actually, that didn't work. She didn't, that was overturned on appeal.
But she did sue him.
Oh, she sued him. And so here's the deal. Everybody sees that at the end of the ad or whatever it says, your mileage may vary. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? There's a lot of good reasons for that.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, they can't possibly duplicate all the driving types, styles.
Real world driving.
Exactly. Terrain. Because if you live in Colorado, you're not going to get as good a mileage as the guy that lives in Wyoming where it's just flat.
Iowa.
Iowa's a good place.
Right?
Yeah.
Texas.
Some places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. The other thing is, if you live in a state where the weather's sort of moderate, you're probably going to get better mileage than you do if you live in West Texas, where it gets darn hot every summer.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a lot of different things as far as the driving that keep you from being able to get that type of mileage. Now, there's a fellow named Jeff Alston, who's a senior EPA engineer, who this last week was quoted as saying, you're going to get about 20% less than is on the window sticker. Wait, can we have everybody? The gas. Yeah, there you go. Everybody goes, oh, my God, 20%. Well, guess what? There's a lot of reason for it. Again, did you know that the EPA doesn't use gasoline with ethanol when they check these cars?
Really?
Guess why?
Because they want better fuel economy.
Because ethanol costs you gas mileage.
Yes.
Yeah.
About 4 miles per gallon.
Yeah, and that's probably a conservative estimate.
That's just if it's 10% ethanol, not if it's 15% or 20%.
And it's darn near impossible to buy gasoline without ethanol in it. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, you don't stand a chance from the moment you start.
Yeah.
Because your gas has ethanol, and when they test it on pure gasoline without ethanol.
But let's just say they are doing it so that they do have a standard to test by, right? A standard gasoline, because our gasoline across the state and across the country is all different.
Why isn't it accurate then? Why don't they run a 10% ethanol gas?
I'm just saying.
20%?
Because even...
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, now guess what else? When they're testing those
cars... He's up in arms, people.
When they're testing those cars, they're not driving them on the street. They're sitting in a laboratory driving on a dynamometer, which means that the back wheels turn, but the car doesn't move. So there's no wind resistance, there's no hills, there's no curves, there's no stopping, there's no starting.
Does anybody actually sit in the car?
No.
Good question.
Okay, so there's no weight. They're not putting golf clubs.
No.
Or all those things that you need to return to Target.
Or a family of five.
And so we all know how they do it. Highway rating and city rating. Guess how fast the car is driving on the highway?
55 miles per hour.
Close, 60. Who drives 60?
Not Sybil.
One.
Not it.
Yeah, not me
Only
either.
When I'm stuck behind somebody.
And in town, for their city mileage, how many miles per hour are they driving?
30.
21.2.
Oh my gosh. Nobody drives 21.
Not
unless
even in
a school
zone.
unless they're backing out. That's it.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
they come out of the garage backwards.
I don't drive more than 21 miles per hour in reverse.
Right.
So if you're wondering why your car is not going to get what's on the window, there are the reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Your mileage may vary.
Or if you drive like me, I'm one of those people who I'll like go real fast and then I'll have to hit the brakes because I see the light turning yellow or red. And then I'll take off again and gun it so I can get over in front of the person next to me and turn in wherever I
you
need to
like
go.
You like to be first all the time, don't
yes.
you?
Yes. So that
Sybil's
probably
the leader
affects
of the pack.
My mileage as well. And for those people out there who drive like me.
It Autoflex probably affects leasing. Their mileage too because they're slamming on their brakes to
yep.
avoid you.
No.
Autoflex leasing fan text, no, I don't think a bus pass will do when you're sending your kid off to college. I'm just saying.
Well, I rode the bus when I was in kid. Not in college. Well, yes, I did. The trolley.
In college?
Yes.
In Oklahoma?
But that was before cars.
There was a trolley. I don't know if it's still going around now, but they picked you up at Lloyd Noble, the convention center, and took you into campus because there was no parking
mm-hmm.
on campus. So it was easier to either park at Lloyd Noble or, you know, when we were in between cars, my parents dropped me off and I waited for the trolley.
They dropped you off at college?
Dropped me off at Lloyd Noble. No,
oh, okay.
We lived right there. We lived right there in Norman.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Dropped me off at college at the bus stop.
Speaking of trolleys, the Uptown Trolley here in Dallas is going to be on hiatus for a while. Did you guys see that?
No. What's going on?
They're doing renovations, so I guess until October it's not running. And it's a free service, so it's kind of cool that they have it, but they're just making some improvements.
It's really great.
Well, somebody text in and tell us if you've ever been on it.
You living just south of Oklahoma, how does that affect you?
Yeah, it doesn't. But there are people listening who tool around in Uptown.
Up
yeah.
So, that is true.
So you know. Little words for wisdom for you.
Well, you know,
and a warning in case you were waiting for the trolley.
Right.
You know, a lot of people are sending their kids off to college, and a lot of people get pre-owned cars to send their kids off to college.
Which is wise.
It is extremely wise. And there are some great pre-owned cars out there, and there are some pre-owned cars that are probably a little more expensive, but highly desirable. And so it is, it's interesting because you see these articles. And you realize, if you're in the business, you realize that no one that was in the business wrote this article because some of these aren't terribly practical, but most of them are accurate. 10 used cars you should probably own. It was an article on MSN Money. It was interesting. I thought it was thought-provoking in that the 10 cars that they suggested were not the most practical in the world, and especially if you're going to send one of your kids off to college. The number one car was the 1991 Acura NSX.
Which is a very, very quick little car.
It's an amazing car. A 91 still is worth somewhere between $28,000 and $49,000,
no
according to Miles.
Way.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, for real.
Well, it was 70-something.
Wow,
new,
but
think.
Still, 20 years later?
Yeah, it's a really cool car, and it does amazing
oh
things.
Gosh.
It's a very simple.
It has been 20 years.
Yeah, a very simple, fast car.
What happened?
But I'm not sure. And if you bought one for investment, this might be a good car to buy because
right.
it'll probably get to be worth more money as time goes on. But
and in this article, just so you know, these are supposed to be cool cars that hold their value pretty well, not necessarily the best values.
Okay, gotcha.
Exactly. Okay. So the NSX is the number one car, the 91, somewhere between 28 and 49,000. Nice second car.
I don't know that these are in any particular order.
No,
so you know.
They're not. The second car they recommended was the 88 BMW M5. That car is still worth between 9 and 17,000. Now, there's a reason for that. They only imported about 1,200 of those cars total.
That was the first generation.
It was the first generation M5. It's really a great car, but if you're going to buy this car, you better know a mechanic.
A BMW mechanic.
Yeah, because they are expensive to repair no matter what you do. And, you know, as I went through these, we have people that call us all the time and they say, listen, I'd like to get a great new car. A great pre-owned car, and I can spend $5,000. So what I want to do is I want to find a 14-year-old Mercedes.
Like, do you have another $5,000 to keep it running?
Yeah, because the first time a window goes out, it's going to cost you $1,000.
I'm just wondering.
And if the AC goes out, it's going to cost you as much as the car did. So, you know, there's a practical side. Even though the car is only $5,000, it's probably not a great car to buy if you're going to drive it every day.
Right.
You know?
These are in alphabetical order, it turns out.
Well, there you have it.
The 2010 Ford F-150 SVT Raptor.
Hell, it's just a great car.
Now, this one is not a super old car, but they do say you should maybe drop some coin now because in another 20 years, it should be worth maybe three times what you pay for it today.
And you're going to pay somewhere between $33,000 and $50,000 for it today. But, you know, here's the deal. 6.2-liter V8, 411 horsepower, all-wheel drive. The truck will go anywhere you want it to, trust me.
And they're cool-looking trucks.
Oh, they are. They are. And, you know, we do a big business in professional athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of football players that get Raptors from us. In fact, if you're out there looking for a Raptor, you'll be looking for a while because they're pretty well sold out everywhere you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
The 2005 Honda S2000. That is a good value for a little sports car. It's no longer in production. It's a two-seater. Not very practical, but a fabulous car to drive. And apparently everybody loves the 2005 model because it has the very best transmission.
Yep.
Engine combination.
In case you haven't driven one of these, it's a rocket. It's faster than a Porsche Boxster. It's a great driving car. It's sort of like an NSX, only it's a little convertible.
Did it replace a Honda Del Sol?
Nothing could replace a Del Sol.
Good answer.
It's not the exact same car at all.
Oh, okay.
The Del Sol was a cute little semi-convertible. It took out the little T-top or the little hard top like a Corvette had. No, I wouldn't say they were even in the same class.
Oh, okay.
That's another car that's going to resell well no matter how long you keep it. Here's the other one, the 2007 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited.
The four-door Jeep.
Yeah, the 07 model. Those things are still going between $17,000 and $27,000. And all the way up to $24,000 to $39,000 if you got the Rubicon model right now. Jeep Wranglers have tremendous, tremendous resale value. And this car with four doors was, you know, everybody said, nah, it won't work and nobody will buy it. But here's
too
the deal.
Long. The wheelbase
yeah,
is too
let me
long.
Tell you, people love them. Absolutely mm-hmm. love them.
And they're a Wrangler.
And here's one that I don't understand at all. They suggest the 97 right. Land Rover Defender 90. And they suggest that you spend between $39,000 and $75,000. And I suggest that you better be a car collector before you do that. Because this car is going to be very expensive to fix if you can get the parts for it. You don't want to drive it every day. And Land Rovers have been known to need parts on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
92 to 94 E500 Benz. That was a great car. Again, this is one of those cars that it cost a lot to fix, and they're going to have some problems because it's that old. You know, that's a 20-year-old car. 95 Porsche 911, 993, no argument there. That's a fabulous car, but again, you don't want to drive that car every day because it is that old, but it's a great car. 2011 Boxster Spyder, everybody loves that car. Finally, the killer car in this whole list, 2004 Subaru Impreza WRX STI. If you don't know about these cars, you will in a minute because right now you could spend $20,000 to buy one of these cars. And this is a 2004 model that only sold full retail was $31,525. You could buy that car for about $27,000 or $28,000 when it was new. It is a monster car, 300 horsepower, all-wheel drive. And the people that know about them, and you'll see them on the street, they are rockets. They're little bitty cars with a whole lot of power, and they drive great.
So these were used cars you should probably own because they're cool and they hold their value. Got to take a quick break. When we return, we'll take a test drive with the 2014 Ford Fusion. Stay tuned. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing.
We are back, whether you like it or not. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing, David Blessing Game, Tammy Pickard, Colby Sapp, and me, Sybil. If you want to give us a shout in the studio, our phone number is 877-881-1053. And as always, our AutoFlex leasing fan text is 43733. Or you can call AutoFlex. Maybe you are considering getting a new car. You're sending the kid off to college. Today's a good day to do some test driving, and you can call either one of their locations and get your car set up right there for you.
That's right, at either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. By the way, folks, the only way you can spend 5.5 hours at AutoFlex is if you fall asleep in one of the chairs.
Right.
Yeah, because it doesn't take that long to get a car, trust me.
No, it doesn't. I think my entire process from start to finish took about an hour, and that's because I test drove 3 cars back to back, 3 completely different brands, by the way. And then I did a lot of the paperwork over the phone. And then Harry delivered my car to me, and I signed the paperwork in a commercial break.
That's what we call the AutoFlex difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's different.
I tell the story, my best friend Jamie got a car from AutoFlex, and she's like, that was so quick and easy. I'm just waiting for a phone call that something went wrong. Which she never got, by the way, because it was perfect service.
Oops.
So call AutoFlex. And if you want to test drive the 2014 Ford Fusion, you can call AutoFlex because they've got them.
Exactly. In fact, that's what we did yesterday. And it is really, really a good car.
It's a beautiful car, too.
Yeah. I mean, and everyone thinks, or at least I think a lot of people think, that AutoFlex is in the Honda, Toyota business, and that's all we do. But it's not. We do a lot of domestic cars. And the 2014 Ford Fusion we drove yesterday is pretty, I think it's as good as any car on the market out there.
We drove the titanium package, and that is the top of the line with the 2-liter, 240 horsepower engine. And let me just tell you, have both hands on the steering wheel when you punch that baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes. It's got a little torque steer. At least from lower speeds to higher speeds.
Yeah, but let me tell you, it also gets up and goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's you know, it's 240 horsepower, and it's a small car.
Right.
So it's
but it doesn't feel too small.
No, you know, I think it's very solid. It's very quiet. There was almost no wind noise on the highway. The instrumentation, the instrument panel, is sort of the Ford look. So you've got the same kind of look you have in a lot of the other Fords, but it's got some great, great features.
Well, the 2014 Ford Fusion's cabinets, it's definitely attractive, but it doesn't feel as open or wide as some of the competitors. 4 adults can easily fit in that vehicle. Definitely, you can put 3 kids in the back seat. At 16 cubic feet, the Ford Fusion's trunk is bigger than the Honda Accords.
That is big.
But smaller than the Hyundai Sonatas.
Well, but the other thing is you got those fold-down rear seats.
Right, exactly.
Which gives you a tremendous amount of storage room back there.
The back seats split and fold down flat, so that definitely gives you that ability to have kind of an SUV
mm-hmm.
feel. The exterior, gorgeous. It has kind of an Aston Martin-like grill. David thinks
kind
it
of.
Like an Aston Martin.
It looks like an Aston Martin from a distance.
But
I mean,
the
there's
car,
no
wow.
kind of to it. Yeah.
Yeah, the car definitely looks like an expensive European luxury car. But Ford adds its own subtle styling cues from numerous original wheel designs, interesting colors, the aggressive-looking headlights. And in that titanium package and that 2-liter engine, it's got the dual exhaust in the back, so it looks aggressive and sporty from the front, side, and rear, which is really pretty cool. Standard equipment for that vehicle, it's offered actually in 8 different trims. The gasoline and hybrid models are the S, the SE, and the titanium, and then they have an Energy with an I on the end. It's limited to the SE and titanium package, and there's a base S model that includes manual climate control, a tilt and telescoping steering wheel, 4-speaker AM/FM/CD player with auxiliary input, 16-inch wheels, and Ford Sync wireless communication system with voice control. I gotta say, I love the voice control. You can change the temperature of the cabin,
nice.
The radio station, manage your navigation system. You can do it all with a touch of a thumb, whatever finger you want to use to touch that little button, and then tell the car what temperature to make the cabin.
And it works.
Car.
That's the other thing. It works.
Yes, it's very.
I'm sorry. I did not get that.
Right.
Yeah.
She does say, did you say 70 degrees?
That's
yes.
cool. You can just tell her the temperature you want.
Yes.
Yeah.
I push
love
the
that.
Button, and then I tell it what I want it to do, whether I choose navigation, entertainment, or climate. So if I choose climate, then my next option is to give it the temperature, and boom, it just changes the temperature.
That's cool.
It's very, very cool.
It's a very, very cool car. You know what? It had a great Sony stereo in it.
Oh,
the
12
wheels,
speakers.
It had 18-inch aluminum wheels. They call them the Y
Those were 19-inch Y-spoke on that particular model.
And those are great, great looking wheels. You can get it with everything you can get on any other car, I think. You can get the reverse sensing system. You can get the active park assist, so it'll parallel park for you.
Mm-hmm. Adaptive cruise control, the blind spot monitoring system, and the lane departure warning.
And the lane departure warning is sort of neat because if you start to veer out of your lane, it'll vibrate your steering wheel. And if you keep veering out of your lane, it'll actually steer you back into the lane again.
Wow. It didn't do that when I was testing it, but I didn't get...
You didn't push it.
Did you test it? Yeah.
I thought maybe it thought that I was changing lanes.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. How would it know the difference?
No.
Anyway, as cars go, the more and more newer domestic cars that I drive, I realize what vast improvements the Detroit vehicle manufacturers have made.
I'm really proud of Ford.
Yeah, this is a great car.
What's the MSRP on that car?
You know, they start as low as like $22,000 or $23,000. They can go all the way up to $40,000.
This mm-hmm. hard-loaded one that did not, it had everything but like the adaptive cruise control. It even had the Bliss and so forth. And the list price of that car was $35,700-ish.
Not bad for everything you get.
No, not at all. Of course, there's a $500 rebate on the 2014, and it actually leases pretty well. So
yeah, the resale value on this car is going to approach that of what Honda and Toyota have right now, I think. It's just a really, really good car. It's a solid car. It's well-designed. Yeah, well thought out. Plenty of room. One of our Autoflex Leasing fan texters texted in and said, yeah, and from the side, it looks like a Tesla, baby.
Or a baby Tesla?
Or a baby Tesla.
Not sure.
Cute. So thumbs up on the 2014 Ford Fusion.
Definitely.
Yeah, and if you'd like to drive one, give us a call and we'll have it available for you. If it's a hot day, we'll have the air conditioning on and you won't have to spend hours and hours to do it. You can just come down, drive the car, make a decision. Or if you'd like to drive it and its chief competitors, which would be the Camry and the Honda Accord and the Nissan Altima, we can line them up side by side for you. You can drive them all at one time.
And I've got to say, for our client Dale, she's been leasing cars from us since the 90s. I think this was the first time I met her. She really wanted to compare the titanium to the SE with some of the equipment to see, you know, do I want to spend the extra money?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the actual differences? Because until you sit in one after the other and you kind of go back and forth, you don't realize the little nuances, the slight little differences. For example, in that titanium package, the seats are they're bolstered, you know, so they hold you in because it's got that sportier ride.
Right.
And then the SE package, the seats are, you know, flatter across. So if you're a little hippie, maybe you want the SE. I'm just saying.
Right. You got options.
Yes. So anyway, I'm done with the Ford Fusion. Love the car. Highly recommend it. Of course, I love my Edge, too.
Mm-hmm. Good to know.
Ford's got a hot hand right now.
Yeah.
They do.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David, Tammy, Colby, and me, Sybil. Our phone number, 877-881-1053. Our Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733. And you can call Autoflex. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. Also, autoflex.com. And if you go to autoflex.com and you like our Facebook page, you're going to find all the stories we did today, plus another 50 car stories from last week, one of which I found extremely interesting. It is a 1953 video on distracted driving. You know, we all think about distracted driving as being a really now thing.
Right, texting.
And NHTSA is always harping on it and texting and driving. Well, guess what? In 1953, they were already producing videos about it.
Be deaf and blind to everything except the road, your vehicle, and the traffic around you. Now, I know a couple of ways to help you do this. One is to figuratively build a wall around your mind and keep everything out except what pertains to the job at hand. If you can't keep distractions out of your head, get yourself an imaginary secretary, the biggest and toughest babe you can find, and let her keep your visitors out.
Look, Bud, if you go in there and bother him, the chances are he won't be around to pay you at all. Leave him alone. He's got a job to do.
Another way is to keep imagining traffic hazards while you're driving. For instance, a car could come quickly out of that side road without stopping. Could you stop in time to avoid piling into him? By keeping your mind on all possible hazards, you can maintain that priceless skill factor of concentration.
So, distracted, I love it when it's...
Get yourself an imaginary secretary.
Yeah, I don't know that that's politically correct anymore.
I think
now they're called administrative assistants,
yes,
sir.
And that could
and
be
not
distracted.
Babe.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I loved it, but he's no Morgan Freeman.
No.
That's true.
He's not.
He doesn't quite sound like the narrators we appreciate today.
But anyway, that's the kind of entertainment you can find on our Facebook page.
I love that.
Me too.
There's a lot of videos and a lot of funny stuff on there also.
Yes.
I have a book that I found in my mother's library of her collection of books. It's called Sportsmanlike Driving.
Oh.
And it's from the 60s.
Cool.
It's hilarious.
I love seeing what was appropriate and acceptable back then, because there's so much stuff that nowadays you could never get away with
please.
Saying or doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, Lucy
yeah.
and Ricky couldn't even sleep in the same bed. They
right.
had to sleep in twin beds.
And they couldn't say she was pregnant.
They had to say she was going to
oh,
have a
I
baby.
Didn't know
she
that.
Was gonna have, yeah, they couldn't say the word pregnant on the air.
Why?
Because it was unacceptable.
It would insinuate,
the censors.
It would oh. insinuate something.
Yes.
Goodness.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy? Things have changed.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, please discuss the consumer reports on their choice of the Chevrolet Impala as the number one best buy for the buck and why. I can tell you what our impressions were because we test drove this car a couple of weeks ago, and we thought it was a tremendous, tremendous car.
Mm-hmm.
It is everything you would want your family vehicle to be for a four-door sedan. You know, in the 60s, everyone either drove a Ford, a Chevrolet, or a Chrysler. That was it. There were only three manufacturers, basically, until the late 60s. So, and in the 50s, everyone drove one of the big three, and that was your family sedan. The Impala was, you know, the Ford LTD was, whatever it was. And this is a resurgence, I think, of Chevrolet producing a fine four-door sedan for the family.
So we're a fan of Chevy as well as Ford.
Yeah, it's a really, really good car. The only way you'll find out is to drive one. If you'd like to test drive one, give one of the offices a call and tell them. We'll arrange to have one brought over or bring it to you. Mm-hmm. And you can test drive it and see what you think.
And if you want to compare that against a few other models, say the word. It's done. We'll
mm-hmm.
do it for you.
Let's drive. Let's jump into our Autoflex mobile and drive up to Detroit for this next story.
Yeah, you know, Detroit is the Detroit is the subject of an $18 billion bankruptcy right now. It's going to be the largest bankruptcy of any city that's ever occurred anywhere, anytime. And it's an interesting thing how they got there. And the car, which is what made Detroit the fourth largest city in America in 1950, the automobile and its manufacturer, also has a lot to do with the reason that the city's going into bankruptcy right now. And when you think about it, it was really sort of surprising to me when I started considering that right now there is only one job for every four people in Detroit.
Wow.
Yeah. And three-quarters of Detroit is basically in disrepair. There's potholes. There's streetlights out. It takes the police an hour to answer a call. The average fire station there has to cover 50 square miles because there's just no money.
What is it usually, though, about 15 square miles?
Yes. And so, and here's how it all started. Henry Ford started paying $5 an hour for his assembly line workers to build cars. Well, that was a lot more than anyone else was paying. So he got the best workers in town. And as things progressed and the labor unions then became a driving force, and they brought the labor wages up, you didn't have to go to college anymore to make enough money to pay for your house and maybe a small vacation house. You could be an assembly line worker and make all the money you needed to make to support your family in a very nice style. What did that mean? Nobody had to go to college because they could just go to work at a plant mm-hmm. and make the money. Then the migration started out of the city and into the suburbs. And the plants moved to the suburbs also because they were growing. They needed more land. Land was cheaper out there, so they moved the manufacturing out to the suburbs. The only people that were left in the city were the folks that couldn't afford to move out. So then Detroit was – the population started shifting, and a lot of people were left in the city that did not do as well. And people that did better, they moved out of the city. During the time of Ford and Carter – President Ford and President Carter, there was a large grant sent to Detroit or made available to Detroit for a public transportation system. But they fought over how they were going to do it, and they argued over what would be the most effective way, and they never put it in. So there's no real effective transportation system for the Detroiters that don't have a car. Everyone up there, it's a car city.
Right.
If you don't have a car, you're in bad shape. Right now, you can wait 2 hours on a bus. If it was supposed to be here at 8, it may show up at 10. It may not show up at all because they just don't have a good system to move people around unless they have a car. So it's sort of interesting because now they're bankrupt, and it's an $18 billion bankruptcy. They've got one of the coolest automotive museums in the world, $15 million worth of cars, everything from Hupmobiles to market, it would have been a 63 Mustang. So it was the very first Mustang before they actually built the one to be sold. Really, really cool old cars. They may have to sell those cars to help pay for this bankruptcy.
Wow.
You know, so the car that made them who they were, that made Detroit Motor City, also has a lot to do with why Detroit is now bankrupt.
And that's the rest of the story.
Well, it was sort of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting to hear all about it. All right. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
And now we know how important concentration is.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Gargamel, and me, Sybil. If you want to send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text, do it. Not while you're driving, though. The number is 43733, or you can call Autoflex. They're open today at both locations. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234. He will not shut up. 888-234-1234. If you're out of the area. And autoflex.com. Remember, build a wall around your mind while you're driving.
A wall around your mind.
Or create an invisible secretary.
You know, Elon Musk is a pretty crazy guy.
The biggest, toughest babe you can find.
Sorry.
Elon Musk is a pretty crazy guy. And one of the things that he's trying to do is eliminate the side mirrors on cars. Now, Elon Musk owns Tesla, and in fact, Tesla had built a concept car, to show and to be a production car later. Can't talk. And it had no side mirrors. And then they realized that they can't build a car without side mirrors because side mirrors are mandated by the NHTSA,
right.
National Highway Safety and Traffic Administration. So they went to the NHTSA, and they said, hey, look, we need to get rid of the side mirrors. And they said, come see us in a few years. Not doing it now. But what he did was he replaced the side mirrors with two little cameras, one that sits on either door and shows you what's behind you on that side, and then had that run through the rear view video.
Wow.
So it worked. It's really good. In fact, Volkswagen does it right now on a cars that they have got in Europe, and they're working just fine. They say they're a little hard to get used to, but they're just as effective, and they cut down a lot of wind resistance. And they probably keep people from running in when they're driving through Jack in the Box. They probably keep them from dragging their side mirror.
Yes.
You see all those stripes on those poles up by the windows. Yeah, those
exactly.
are side mirrors.
Well, that's exactly why they created the breakaway mirror.
Oh, yeah, remember? Where it snaps back.
Snaps back out of the way.
I looked at the Volkswagen XL1 that has those cameras and doesn't have side view mirrors,
right.
And that is a weird-looking car.
Yeah,
The body comes down over the back two tires, it just looks like a bullet. It's so interesting.
Very cool car.
Yeah.
At the same time, Tesla this last week has announced working on the Hyperloop transport system, which is a transport system by which it's sort of like a train car, except it's inside a tube. And it sits on a cushion of air. And it moves forward by magnetic force. And he says that he'll be able to move people from San Francisco to L.A. in sometime between 25 and 30 minutes.
Unless you've had a knee or hip replacement.
Yeah.
Why? What would it do?
I was just thinking about the magnetic
force. No, it's not going to. No. Basically, the car sits on a cushion of air. Magnets move it along or electromagnetic force. And they're saying 400 to 500 miles an hour is really, really an attainable goal. And he said you could run them every 30 seconds if you wanted to.
That's
what
crazy.
What happens to your face when you're going that
no,
fast?
No, it doesn't. You don't know.
Doesn't it say 800 miles per hour?
It could. It's according to which story you read on that. They're also talking about doing this between New York and L.A.
That would be cool.
And making it like an hour and a half trip.
They have a lot of these hyper rails in Japan, I think, and they go anywhere from 125 to 250 miles per hour. So
those
this
are,
one's revolutionary.
Those are bullet trains, though, and
yes.
Those are trains that are on rails. This actually sits on a cushion of air and rides inside a tube.
Like a vacuum at the bank. The vacuum
yes.
canister
yeah.
where
exactly.
it sucks in
exactly.
and out of the...
Exactly.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is they're proposing a high-speed rail in California. They're talking about spending $65 billion on it. To do exactly the same thing in less time and in longer time. So he's saying for $6 billion I can do it, and I'll get you there a lot faster.
And it would take 7 to 10 years for the project to be completed.
Exactly.
I think that'd be neat. I would like to ride
it.
In. Yeah. I would ride it too.
Put them all over the country, then we wouldn't need any cars. Oh, no.
Okay, Honda is trying to save the American drive-in. I thought this was sort of cool. Honda has launched an effort called Save the Drive-Ins, and here's why. 35-millimeter distribution film, 35-millimeter film distribution, which is what all drive-ins use, the big reels, it's going away this year. And so everything will be digital after that, and it's going to cost up to $75,000 for a drive-in to convert from the old film projectors to digital projectors.
Ah.
So Honda says, hey, drive-ins are part of Americana. We're going to try to save them. If you want to help, if you want to save the drive-ins, where's the nearest drive-in to here?
I think Innis.
Yeah, that Galaxy drive-in. Mm-hmm. Although Innis. Somebody told me there was one now that opened in, I think, Grand Prairie or...
Really?
Maybe it was Fort Worth. Yeah,
I
there was
see
one
the
that's
one
closer.
In Innis when we head south.
Maybe our Autoflex Leasing fan texters can fill us in. 43733 if you know where the closest drive-in is.
Yeah, exactly. And if you want to vote, you can vote through September 9th at www.projectdrivein.com for your favorite drive-in. The drive-ins that win the most votes will actually get a free digital projector from Honda.
That's awesome.
So if you got a favorite drive-in, get out there and vote.
Yeah, they're going to give it to 5 of them, which is really cool because you would think they would just give one projector away. But
well, we
top
all need
five.
To vote for our local drive-ins, so let's find out where they are, and we'll keep you posted.
Amen.
If you were, if you're a big fan of Breaking Bad, Jesse Pinkman's car is going to be sold this next week at auction in Arizona. Jesse Pinkman is a meth cooker on Breaking Bad,
mm-hmm.
and it is the last season of Breaking Bad, and his 1984 Toyota Tercel is going to be sold at auction. I'm sorry, it's a 1983 Toyota Tercel, four-wheel drive hatchback. Now, normally that car would be worth about what you'll pay for a hamburger.
I know.
But because it was on Breaking Bad so long and so many times, and because that's such an iconic series, they're selling it at auction, and they've got a bid of $2,500 so far.
Do you
that's
guys,
the high bid.
Oh, my gosh. Do you guys watch Breaking Bad?
No.
No.
Colby, do you?
I am catching up as we speak.
Okay. See, I just started watching it as well, so I'm 4 episodes in for season 1 right now. But I can't picture this car. Is it yellow? I'm trying to remember what it is, and that car is, I mean, that show is such a hit.
It's a small Econobox car, Toyota Tercel.
Yeah, but I think it's like a really ugly yellow color. Okay. I just can't remember, and I was hoping somebody had seen it. But that's funny.
Well,
I
the bid's up to $2,500, so.
I would think it would be way more, because that is such a popular show.
I'm sorry. It's, as soon as it goes away, just like Cheers and everything else,
people
that car's
forget.
Not going to be worth anything. Sorry.
You are such a buzzkill.
Wow.
Okay, Autoflex Leasing fan text have gone crazy. First of all, let me read the car one. It says, I've got a 2001 Honda Accord top of the line. It's in great shape. Can you tell me how much it's worth? That is, being that old, you have to see that car.
Yeah.
Because the condition of the car, the paint, the interior, have a lot to do with what that car is worth. Give us a call, take it by one of the locations, or call and we'll pick it up from you and we'll get an appraisal and get it back to you. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, there are some big drive-in fans out there. We've got probably, I don't know, 25 or 30 maybe. Fort Worth Coyote Drive-In just opened up. There's a drive-in in Grand Prairie. There's just a lot of drive-ins out there I didn't know about.
They say Enid from Dukes of Hazzard owns the Innis drive-in.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't remember which character Enid was, but I love the Dukes of Hazzard.
Interesting.
Somebody else says it's red, so maybe they're saying the Toyota Tercel is red.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Or it might be the person. Yeah, it's red and doesn't appear until the end of the first season.
Now
so
that is a fan.
Yeah.
That's a fan right there. Yeah. Thank you.
And maybe there's a drive-in in Granbury. The one texter, Autoflex Leasing fan texter, said Granbury and Fort Worth.
Granbury is almost as far as driving to Ennis, though. You know, if you live in Dallas proper or Fort Worth proper, those are both pretty far.
Well, you know, they've got they take up so much room. There's a lot of land involved in a drive-in.
Because you've got to, it's a parking
land
lot.
Yeah. Close to town is expensive.
Oh, that's so true. That one in Ennis has been around for years, though. I went there, I think, as a kid. I think that's the one I went to.
When I was a kid, we went to the drive-in all the time.
Sure, we did too.
That was, and you piled everybody in. You had 17 people in a car.
My parents didn't have to trunk, get a babysitter.
Yeah.
You know?
And they all had playgrounds at the front.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was not allowed to leave the car.
Oh.
I didn't know there was a playground.
Yeah, there was a playground at the front.
Maybe we should do a show outing one of these days.
All
go
right.
See a movie. At
and
Coyote
we could
Drive-In
start with
in
that
Fort Worth.
Video. We could start with that distracted driving video from 1950, whatever it is.
Yeah.
All right.
And let's all go to the movies with the dancing Coke and popcorn. Let's all go to the movies.
Alrighty. And she is dancing like the
buy
popcorn right here.
Buy yourselves a snack. Okay.
All right. Let's finish up with Megachurch Bishop Ira V. Hilliard from Sugar Land, Texas. This last week, he's the pastor of the New Light Christian Center, by the way. He has asked his parishioners to help him out a little bit. He's got a helicopter. It's worth about $1 million. And it needs new blades. But he doesn't want to pay for those blades himself, so he's asked them to find it in their hearts to send him $52 favor seeds for the blades.
Favor seeds?
Yeah. Mm. So he wants all his parishioners to send him $52 so he can buy new blades for his $1 million helicopter that he keeps in a $3 million hangar.
Okay.
And if they do, in either 52 days or 52 weeks, they will get either their own dream car or part of the car repairs that they have will be paid for. I swear to God. This is where he's headed.
What? Okay, so
that's he's headed insane. There in a helicopter.
Well, he also, yeah, in the helicopter, but he also owns a Hawker jet and a $3 million hangar.
Does
to keep him in.
Do the churchgoers get to ride in the helicopter or the private jet?
I would bet not.
That's where
what
they hold revivals
bet?
At.
Why in the world would they ever pay for that? And you get your own car, so you put in $50. You give them a $52 favor seat, and you get your own dream car.
Well, you'll either get a car repair or the car of your dreams within 52 days or 52 months.
52 weeks. So who decides what you get? I mean, I'll take the dream car, please.
It's up to God.
Yeah, God's going to give it to you because you're giving your money. So
I don't know. I don't go to that church, so I'm not really sure.
It reminds me a lot of Reverend Ike, who used to say, hey, you can't take it with you, so give it to me, and I'll have it waiting on you when you get there.
Right.
That's a true story.
That's great.
Ooh, it says Ennis has mini golf in front.
Fun.
The drive-in.
That might be the place to do it then.
Mm-hmm.
Mini golf and movies.
Yes, that sounds like a fun time.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan text. I'm going to Albuquerque next week. I'm going to
Walt and Jesse's
and take pictures.
For Breaking Bad. How cool. Well, have fun. Send those to us. All right, that wraps up our show for this week, but you can still call Autoflex at both locations, 817 or 972-234-1234, or go online to autoflex.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Colby. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. We'll see you next week. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Hey,